Our name is Blind Spot. We're going to play two more songs here for you guys on WMFO. We got a lot of new music coming up. All our originals are from our debut EP. Our next one's going to be coming out hopefully this summer. This one is called Voices. Thank you. We are Blind Spot. I just want to express our gratitude for having us on tonight. Boston Emissions with Angel Wood, WMFO Radio, Joel for doing an amazing job mixing. Thank you, guys. This is going to be our last song. We call this one Mr. Right.
Bring me up. On the 10 with Mikey D, WMFO. Thank you very much. We will talk to Blindspot in just a moment. Let's do something new from Killian Wall. It's On the 10 with Mikey D, WMFO.
overnight will never be the same. Now I'm just falling apart, 'cause I'm the one breaking your heart. I just need a little more time, 'cause I know.
a little Pixies break for you. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. Thank you very much, by the way, Blind Spot, for coming in. Couple of things. You just flew back from Vegas.
Yep.
Seeing Aerosmith for how, Alexa, how many times? You are the, I think you are the biggest Aerosmith fan I know.
Oh,
I know a lot of Aerosmith fans.
That's big coming from you. Thank you.
But I think you might be the biggest Aerosmith fan I know.
I'm the biggest one I know.
How many times have you seen Aerosmith to date? Because I think it's fascinating.
Okay, 23.
Whoa.
Where did it come from? How did you get into them? You're
so
considerably
crazy.
Younger than the average Aerosmith fan. Can I say that without dating the rest of us?
You know, it's crazy. I don't even know. It has nothing to do with them even being from Boston. It was like my parents used to play classic rock in the car. We'd go for long car rides. I'm an only child. And, you know, they love music. And it was just something about that band that stuck with me. And I just wanted to keep playing it over and over. And my dad would be like, all right, choose a CD. Anything but Aerosmith. Because we just ran it into the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I saw that you did get to meet Steven a couple of times.
Yeah, I did.
Did you just jump out of your skin?
The last time, so we had played Laconia Fest.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he played as well. So that was probably the best time because we just kind of met in the crowd and I fell on the ground and cried.
Really?
It was ridiculous. And
you really had a moment, didn't you?
I blacked out. I had to be like reminded what happened.
Wow.
And he asked me like the name of like our band and stuff. So it was just absolutely crazy.
Did you have it written on your arm at the time?
Yeah. It's in the picture.
Good plan.
Yeah.
Now, how are you as enthusiastic about this or you just kind of go along for the ride?
Be careful.
I'm a little bit along for the ride, but I mean, I do like them. I respect them. So, yeah.
So who's your favorite band that you drag Alexa out to see?
I don't know if I'm dragging her, but you too.
Okay, all
They're
right.
They're big for me too.
Well, that's really interesting that those are your favorite bands. I respect it. After all, I've been doing classic rock for a number of years when I'm not doing this. So what's on the horizon? You guys are very active.
Yes.
I know that you usually play like every like two or three weeks.
We do.
Is it just that if you are not playing a show that you can't stand yourselves?
I think that's
are you at that,
the case
that
for me.
State for you?
The case for me, absolutely. And I feel like with Chris, I'm like afraid to text him with another show opportunity because he's like, Alexa, we can't keep doing this. You know, because we do everything ourselves with recording and Chris does all our mixing and mastering. So it takes up a lot of time because, you know, we got to do it all and... Mm-hmm. There's only so many hours in a day, but we love to play, you know, both of us, I think. And, you know, we had a couple shows in January, and then all of a sudden we had four shows in January, and it was just crazy.
Did you get inundated with offers post-Rumble or during?
Absolutely. The Rumble created so much networking for us. It was the highlight of 2019 for us, absolutely. I mean, it exposed us to a whole new audience of people that had never seen us before. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, we have played with so many of the bands that were in the Rumble with us for the first time after the Rumble. You know, some that we didn't know before, and we're all great friends. Like, it's such an amazing experience.
I know your next show on the 22nd is with... all Rumble people, with the exception of Hans, but Hans is from Cornersoul.
Yeah. So
it's sort of, you know, 6-1. Right?
Yeah, Babes Set Fire, they won, you know. We played with Power Slut in January, which was really special since, you know, they have their wrap-up coming up at once at the end of the
month. Yeah, the 29th.
But yeah.
They're calling it a day.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You've been... I know you start the trajectory of the band sort of went like get on board some bigger shows to grow your fan base. And I know you did that for a while doing like opener slots. And then you moved into another realm of sort of local scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do some touring too.
Yeah.
More touring? How has that experience been for you? There's only two of you, so that makes the rides a lot easier.
That's so much easier. I don't know. Chris and I are like the same brain. So it's like we fight like cats and dogs, but we get along so well. And when we fight, it's never about anything like band related, mm-hmm. because for some reason we always like seem to be on the same page with mm-hmm. our goals, mm-hmm. and I think that's why once we became a two-piece everything kind of took off in the right direction, because it just became easy, mm-hmm. and we love touring. We think that that opened up a lot of growth, gaining fans just like in other states that you stay mm-hmm. in touch with, and then, you know, they help you out when you come back, and then you help them out when they come to you. So this spring will be our 8th tour.
Wow.
That we have coming up, and it'll be our first time going out to California.
Wow.
The West Coast and stuff.
So you're gonna drive across and then yeah. make stops all the way along?
Probably,
pretty much, yeah. So it's a long one.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's a lot of driving because we're all the way over here.
Who does all the driving?
We switch.
Oh, well, that's fair.
I wish I could say it was Chris, but he'd never let me get away with it.
You gotta get it.
Where are some of the venues in California you're gonna hit up?
So we have a venue. So we played with the drummer from the House on Cliff, who has recently separated, and two of them moved out to San Diego.
Okay.
So we're gonna play with their new project out there. It's 710 Beach Club. It's mm-hmm. like a venue on the beach. So sounds like
that
a dream
suck.
To me. Yeah, I've never been to California, so we're gonna try to hit up LA, San Francisco, just as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, do like a full solid week mm-hmm. out there, mm-hmm. and just do a lot of sightseeing too.
Well, it's a beautiful place. If this is your first trip out there, it's a really beautiful place. So the drives are pretty great.
Yeah.
Just driving up the highway along the ocean is pretty amazing.
Wow.
So do that.
Awesome.
Do that. So new record, you're thinking of summer?
Hopefully summer. It could be early
full
fall.
Full length? What are you doing?
I mean, we called the last one an EP. It was 8 songs, so that was like a debate.
Uh-huh.
This one's going to be 6.
Okay.
So, it's a little bit less. We'll probably still call it an EP. You can call it whatever. But Upside Down, that we came out with in September, that mm-hmm. was the first single. And then we're going to have another single and video, I'd say like 2 months. And then after that, we'll release the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we just want to push individual songs a little bit that we feel strongly about. And then we're going to be on the road. So, we'll probably wait till we get back from California to...
Do you guys do your own videos too?
We work with my friend that I met in high school that has his own video production company.
Mm-hmm. Who is that? Give him a plug. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 41st Casanova. We've done 4 music videos with them.
Did you guys meet in school? How do you guys know each other?
Through friends. So we never went to the same school, but we... Chris played in metal bands, by the way.
Yeah.
Which ones? You know. Megadeth, was that you?
Megadeth, Metallica, the big 4.
So I stole them. But yeah, and I was friends with some of the kids he was playing with, so I used to go to their band practices. I was like the groupie. This is before I even picked up a microphone. And Chris, he started dabbling in recording, so he was like, oh, come over, like, I'll learn how to record. You can have a couple songs to burn on a CD for mm-hmm. your family. And we stayed in touch. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me to do an open mic with him and a couple other kids my freshman year of college, and I almost said no, and a couple people pushed me to do it, and here we are.
Did you know you could sing?
I had no idea. Not until Chris told me.
You figured it out as you went along.
Yeah.
And where was your first live gig?
The Space in Lowell.
Really?
Which was an open mic that he had asked me to do. I had never performed before.
And then was Blind Spot born then?
Yeah.
Or did
Pretty
it
much,
just
yeah.
sort of come later on?
Yeah.
That was sort of the infancy?
I think we did like 2 years of just the Space open mic and tried having band practices probably like once every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what changed, but I think maybe we started writing more and then we just got more into it and more dedicated, and then it clicked.
It started to feel good.
Right.
The confidence started to come, right?
Yeah. I think once you have a song that you feel like, you know, proud of,
mm-hmm.
then it drives you to want to do more.
All influenced by Steven Tyler. There's got to be other influences in there.
Absolutely just Steven Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I mean, I'll throw Stevie Nicks out there.
Yeah.
Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Yeah, she's great.
Amazing. I mean, definitely U2 is big for me, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up, I love Led Zeppelin. So, I mean, classic rock, and then we get into more, like, indie alternative lately with, like, The Killers and Kings of Leon, and we love the 1975 lately.
Any pop stuff? Do you guys, are you down with any of the pop stuff?
Because
your songs definitely have a pop edge, if there's such a thing.
I think that's what we're trying to evolve to, yeah. Throw some out. Help me out here.
I mean, Churches is poppy. They're electronic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else? I like, I mean, 1975 is very pop.
Yeah, we love
that's
them.
That's kind of in that pocket for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. I appreciate you doing that turnaround.
Totally. Thank you for having us.
That's sort of the benefits of only having two people, right?
Yeah.
Scheduling becomes a lot easier. It's like, you can look and say, what are you doing? Okay.
In this case, he was just sitting next to me on the plane, so I had to wake him up. But no.
Yeah, I was probably sleeping.
Yeah. So 23 times you have seen Aerosmith. Yep. I am sure there must be some Guinness Book record out there.
Wow. I would love
I can't imagine who holds it that has seen them more than 23 times. But
Fenway Park, 24.
We should find. Oh, I know.
Yes.
That's going to be an amazing show.
I know.
I mean, they've never played. I remember back in the day when I would see Aerosmith on New Year's Eve at the Garden.
Wow.
I mean, I was young, and I'm quite sure that I snuck out of the house or lied to my parents that I was going to someone's house, right? And we would go to see Aerosmith. Cat's out of the bag. But for them to play at Fenway, I mean, back then there weren't shows at Fenway, but it just seems like a no-brainer to have Aerosmith play at Fenway Park. Their 50th anniversary?
Yeah, it's perfect. It's
going to
be wild.
I don't remember. Who's playing with them?
Who was it? Extreme.
Oh, right. Right, of course.
Steven loves Nuno.
Of course. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Right? Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for, you know, picking up the phone, so to speak, and coming
in.
I will have all of this. I've recorded everything, so I'll post it by the end of the week, and I'll make sure that you guys know about it.
Awesome.
We have some show left, so I will work my way through the top five songs of the week. We're going to start it off with Old Soul from LOL.
With your eyes. the ones we love, we lost all we left behind. Everyone you know here is beat up or gone. Was it too hard to resist? Were options too hard to find? Was that you knew it was time to move on? Holding on to fight against both sides, keeping the part of your heart on where they're fine. Don't ask a thing from anyone. I didn't think I'd need to defend your dead
WMFO Medford. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned into the show tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks to Joel for holding down the fort. as he does. Thank you to Blind Spot for coming in, even after flying in from Las Vegas. I do appreciate that. Thank you to Ruby Rose Fox. Thank you to Cameron from Eldridge Rodriguez. Very quickly, we did the top five. You didn't know it, but Old Soul, like no surprise, Eldridge Rodriguez, Your Dead Boyfriend, number four. Howl, Anthem for the Anxious at three. Hyber, Feel at two. And that was Mosaic Mirrors, Smoke and Mirrors. All of this will be up at bostonemissions.com in some variation. In the meantime, you can go out and see a rock and roll show. Why don't you? You ready?